From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report, made possible by Espirito Santo Bank. St. Vincent and the Grenadines, St. Lucia, and other Caribbean islands were hammered on Christmas Eve by more than a foot of torrential rain. The flooding and landslides killed at least 13 people and caused widespread devastation. This happened just before Ralph Gonsalves, the outspoken Prime Minister of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, took over this month as Chairman of the Caribbean Community, or CARICOM. Gonsalves, who himself lost a relative in last month's disaster, talked with me about the island recovery efforts. We also discussed issues like sea level rise.
Thank you for joining us, Prime Minister, and we're sorry about the devastation that your country is recovering from.
Thank you.
Can you describe the damage these rains did to the Eastern Caribbean and what countries like yours need most at this time?
It's a terrible disaster, unprecedented in my lifetime, horrific. The roads are dug up in the northern half of the country. We have 28 bridges damaged or destroyed. There's terrible suffering. We are trying to manage a humanitarian challenge so that it doesn't metamorphose into a genuine humanitarian crisis. Right now, people need mattresses, appliances, clothes, building materials.
These were freak rains for this time of year out there, and you and the head of the Organization of American States have said they raise the alarm of climate change in the Caribbean.
Absolutely.
Why is that?
Look, in April 2011, we had horrific landslides and floods in the middle of the dry season. Now, at the start of the dry season, you have another of these, but this one larger. We see the unseasonal weather in Britain. We see in the Philippines. There's a pattern. And in the case of countries like my own, which we don't contribute anything to global warming, but we are on the front line, and we need mitigation and adaptation resources.
Sea level rise is another big Caribbean concern. How can CARICOM convince the developed world to fund more mitigation?
We have to make sure that the international community is sensitive to the issue and just continue the campaign. For us, this is an existential matter. You see, in a disaster in St. Vincent, the equivalent in the United States would be Anderson Cooper on CNN every single night focusing on the issue.
One of your priorities is getting European nations to pay reparations to Caribbean islands for the transatlantic slave trade. Why do you believe that effort can really succeed?
Well, not just the transatlantic slave trade, but also for native genocide. We have international law on our side, and we have the facts on our side. Some European countries have a sensitivity to the issues and said, yes, Europe has a case to answer. Some say no. So, well, let us begin the dialogue between the Caribbean and Europe. And if we can't come to a negotiated settlement, let the international court address this matter.
You also want CARICOM to get the Dominican Republic to reverse a controversial high court ruling that would strip hundreds of thousands of Haitian Dominicans of citizenship there.
Absolutely. The decision is plain unacceptable. You can't deny people citizenship on the basis of their ethnicity, and you certainly cannot use law retroactively to deny people of their citizenship. I mean, I just had this conversation with Pope Francis, and he agrees with me on it. They have to have that decision corrected, and the sooner the better. Otherwise, the Dominican Republic will become a pariah internationally.
The Caribbean today is also home to economic crisis and some of the world's
yes.
most indebted nations. Good. How can they solve these problems, especially their over-reliance on tourism?
The model which you're talking about, it cannot survive. The question is whether the international community is going to help us in making those changes. And the Caribbean people have to ask themselves, do we want to make those alterations in the social economy and the political economy?
Thank you very much for giving us
Thank you very much, my brother.
For your time.
I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage on WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by Espirito Santo Bank.